The traditional career path is dead. The days when you could join a company, climb a predictable ladder, and retire with a golden watch are gone. As LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman explains, we're all entrepreneurs now, whether we start companies or not. The same forces that disrupted industries, globalization, technological change, economic uncertainty, have transformed how careers work. Detroit's story serves as a cautionary tale. Once America's innovation capital with the highest median income, its failure to adapt led to collapse. Today, companies that once stayed in the S&P 500 for 65 years now last just 10. This isn't just happening to businesses, it's happening to careers. The question isn't whether disruption will affect your professional life, but how you'll respond when it does. What if you approached your career with the same mindset that drives Silicon Valley's most successful startups? What makes you hireable when countless others can do your job? Your competitive advantage emerges from the intersection of your assets, aspirations, and market realities. It's rarely single skills, but their unique combination that creates value. Joy Ito exemplifies this. His Japanese-American background, tech connections, and investment experience created value neither pure investors nor technologists could offer. While following your passion sounds appealing, there's no true self waiting to be discovered through introspection alone. Your identity emerges through action and experience. Passion without market demand is just a hobby. As Mark Andreessen notes, markets that don't exist don't care how smart you are. The smartest strategy is finding niches where your existing strengths create maximum advantage, like American basketball players who shine brighter in European leagues. In Silicon Valley, products remain in beta to signal ongoing improvement. Your career should exist in permanent beta, never finished, always evolving. Jeff Bezos reminds Amazon shareholders annually that it's still day one, despite decades of growth. This approach acknowledges room for improvement while maintaining optimism about your ability to evolve. It means committing to continuous growth because in today's economy, if you're not growing, you're contracting. This mindset creates stability through adaptability, helping you navigate uncertainty while flourishing professionally. Traditional career planning assumes stability and linear paths. But in shifting landscapes, we need adaptive strategy, being flexibly persistent like entrepreneurs who maintain vision while responding to feedback and opportunities. Consider Flickr, which pivoted from a multiplayer game to photo sharing when founders noticed where user engagement truly lay. Similarly, Sheryl Sandberg's path from public health to Facebook wasn't predetermined. ABZ planning provides a framework for this adaptive approach. Plan A, your current path, adjusted as you learn. Plan B, what you pivot to when needed, typically in the same general area. And Plan Z, your fallback position, your lifeboat if everything fails. This process requires making assumptions explicit, prioritizing learning over immediate rewards, testing hypotheses through action rather than just thinking, and making small, reversible bets. What's your Plan Z that would give you the security to take bold moves with your Plan A? Even with perfect strategies, permanent beta mindset, competitive advantage, adaptive planning, you'll fall short trying to go it alone. Despite our hero-obsessed culture, no important achievement happens in isolation. Success requires both individual capability and network magnification. Your power grows exponentially with a team. True relationship builders reject transactional networking. They help others first, don't keep score, and prioritize quality over quantity. They approach professional relationships like dating, considering compatibility, mutual benefit, and adaptability with long-term perspective. Two relationship types matter most. Professional allies, 8 to 10 strong connections who stand in your corner, and weak ties, looser connections bridging you to different worlds. Mark Greneviter's research found professionals typically find jobs through contacts they see occasionally, 55%, or rarely, 27%, not close friends. Weak ties connect you to different social circles with non-redundant information. The ideal network balances cohesion and diversity. Brian Uzzi's Broadway musical study found productions failed when collaborators either all knew each other, lacking fresh ideas, or none knew each other, lacking cohesion. Successful shows had a mix of strong and weak ties. Your network functions as distributed intelligence. Each person serves as a unique sensor with different information. For specialized questions, target domain experts, people who know you well, and generally smart people. Then synthesize this information into actionable intelligence. Careers, like startups, experience breakthrough moments rather than steady growth. Consider George Clooney, who struggled for 12 years before his breakthrough on ER. While luck matters, you can deliberately increase your chances through specific behaviors. Serendipity isn't blind luck. It combines fortunate circumstances with alert responsiveness. You must be in motion, extending trips to meet people, attending events outside your comfort zone, exploring unfamiliar interests. As Bo Peabody says, the best way to ensure lucky things happen is to make sure a lot of things happen. Remember that opportunities are attached to people. When Reid Hoffman started LinkedIn in 2003, he assembled his team within 5 months by leveraging his network for co-founders, employees, and investors. When opportunity seems scarce, entrepreneurial hustle becomes crucial. Airbnb's founders demonstrated this by designing and selling election-themed cereal boxes for $40 each, netting $20,000 to keep their struggling business alive. This creativity impressed investors enough to secure funding. As Katarina Fake notes, the less money you have, the fewer resources you have, the more creative you have to become. Risk is permanent in life, but approached intelligently helps you seize opportunities others miss. Every meaningful opportunity involves risk. If you're not genuinely pained by the choice, it's probably not a breakout opportunity. Most people overestimate risk due to our evolutionary negativity bias. Focus on whether the worst-case scenario is tolerable rather than calculating exact probabilities. Competitive advantage comes from pursuing opportunities others mistakenly perceive as too risky, being both contrarian and right. Here's the paradox. Conventionally stable careers often create greater long-term vulnerability. Without exposure to small risks, you become dangerously fragile when major disruptions occur. Like controlled burns preventing devastating forest fires, careers with built-in volatility build resilience against catastrophic events. Compare a government worker with steady pay to a freelance real estate agent with unpredictable income. When disruption hits, the government worker who's never faced uncertainty will struggle, while the agent who's built resilience through adaptation will survive. Introducing regular volatility into your career through side projects or saying yes more often makes you resilient to inevitable surprises. If you don't find risk, risk will find you. The U in Startup of You encompasses both individual and collective strategies. By embracing entrepreneurial approaches, developing competitive advantages, planning adaptively, building networks, pursuing opportunities, taking smart risks, and leveraging collective intelligence, you position yourself to thrive amid uncertainty. Your career extends beyond personal success to contribute to the broader innovation ecosystem. The future belongs to those with entrepreneurial mindsets who remain in permanent beta, continuously adapting, learning, and evolving as the world changes. Your career startup awaits your leadership.